The daf began with a braisa. Tanu rabbana. Dine mamana is b'shloisha. Vim hoya mumcha l'rabim. Don. Afilu yechidi. So the braisa says that dine mamana is b'shloisha. But if somebody is a mumcha l'rabim, he could be done afilu yechidi. Am Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, k'goy na'no, don dine mamana is yechidi. V'chein am Rav Chiyah. K'goy na'no, don dine mamana is yechidi. Toisfis. Dibra maskel k'goy na'no, don dine mamana is yechidi. Asks Akasha. From a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. And this Mishnah is in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah says, Al tehi don yechidi, she ain't don yechidi elo echad. A person should never be a don yechidi. Very Tosfos, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Al tehi don yechidi. So how could Rav Nachman say, Kegoyin ana, don dine mominis b'yechidi? V'cheinam Rav Chiyah, Kegoyin ana, don dine mominis yechidi. And really, the Braisa said, V'moyim mumcha l'rabim, don afilu yechidi. How does it stem with the Mishnah novice, where the Mishnah says, Al tehi don yechidi, she'ein don yechidi elo echad. And Tosfos says that it could be that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is only an Eitz HaTovah Kamash Malon. It's not a halacha. It's not even a mili de chasidos. It's an eitz toiva. It's an eitz toiva shelo yitte. And it could be Rav Nachman and Rav Chiyah both felt that being that they were very rogel to paskin shailas, right? We know Rav Nachman is the mora de kula talmuda when it comes to all things chesha mishpa. So it could be Rav Nachman and Rav Chiyah too. They felt that maybe this wouldn't be such an issue. But really, there is a Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, Al tehi don yechidi. She'ein don yechidi ela echad. So the first ta'ara is going to be on this Mishnah, which again is very negeya today's daf. I saw Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, Lechem Shamayim. He asks a gevaldige kasha. The Mishnah says, Al tehi don yechidi, she'ein don yechidi ela echad. Freit Rabbi Yaakov Emden, we know that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a don yechidi. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Bezdin Shalmaila, a Pamalya Shalmaila. In fact, Rashi brings a Chumash that every time it says Hashem, what does it mean? Hashem u Bezdinoi, Naseh Adam, right? You find it throughout the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Bezdin. So, Freit Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Alti Don Yechidi, She'ein Don Yechidi, Elo Echad. Even the Echad, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a Don Yechidi. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Don Yechidi? Maybe you could say, and maybe on some level it's even Pashut. On the first day of creation, so the Pasuk says, Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Boiker, Yoy Mechad. There's a Medrash, it's in Bereishis Rabba Gimel Ches. The Medrash says, Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Boiker, Yoy Mechad, Shenasalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoy Mechad. Ve'eze? What does it mean? It's referring to one day of every single year. There's one day a year that's special. And what's that day? That day is Yom Kippur. So there's a Yom Echad of the year, of the 365 days of the year, of the 354 days of the year. There's a Yom Echad, and that Yom Echad is the day of Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv, in Zois LeYaakov, in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, he says, "Oymik nifla, ubehektim the Pnei Yeshua in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah daf tes zayin amid beis." He says, "We know that b'Rosh Hashanah yekasevun ubeyoyim tzoim kibur yekasevun." Meaning, there are two Yemei Adin. There's the Yom Adin of Rosh Hashanah, and there's the Yom Adin of Yom Kippur. Says the Pnei Yeshua, there's a fundamental difference between the Yom Adin of Rosh Hashanah and the Yom Adin of Yom Kippur. On Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges, but he judges in Pamal Yishal Maila. He judges together with the Pamal Yishal Maila. And the Pnei Yeshua goes on to describe how he has the Dayanim to his right and the Dayanim to his left. And the ones to his right are Melamed Tzchus on Yidin, and the ones to his left are Melamed Chayva on Yidin. But the Tzura of the court, the heavenly tribunal, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges together with his Pamal Yishal Maila. But on Yom Kippur, says the Pnei Yeshua, then there's no Pamal Yishal Maila. On Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges by himself. And he says that's why you find that the Midas HaRachamim on Yom Kippur is much more manifest than it is on Rosh Hashanah. Hashanah. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'etzem is Kulei Rachamim. Nor Vos, on Rosh Hashanah, he has to answer to the Pamal Yishomayla. He has to answer to a Bezdin. So Mimela goes with that Seder. But on Yom Kippur, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging by himself, so over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to answer. So Rav Shmuel Yankiv said like this. He said it's Mavur that on Yom Kippur, there's no Pamal Yishomayla. The emes is, he says it's Kamana Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says that the word HaSatan is Gematria 364. Why 364? Of course, there are 365 days of the year, but the Satan only has the koyach to do his thing on 364 of the 365 days. There's one day that the Satan doesn't have reshus to be mastin. What's that day? That day is on Yom Kippur. What's the oimik? The oimik is because there's no malachim on Yom Kippur. Because on Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by himself. So said Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv, that's the Oimek of the Medrash. Because we know Rashi says, we just learned this together. It should have said Yom Rishon. Why does it say Yom Yechad? Rashi says, Lafishaya Kadosh Baruch Hu Yachid by Lomoy. Shloy Nivra Malachim Ad Yom Beis. Kach Mefurish Bebreshis Rabba. On the first day of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Yachid by Lomoy because the Malachim hadn't been created yet. So said Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv, that when the Medrash says, Vayere Vayevoke Yom Mechad, Shenoslam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yom Echad Ve'ezez Yom HaKippurim, the Yom Kippur that's described in this Medrash as being Yom Echad is the Zelba Yom Echad as the Vayere Vayvoyke Yom Echad of the Pshutai Shal Mikra. The Pshutai Shal Mikra Yom Echad is the first day of creation. The Drash is Yom Echad is every single Yom Kippur. Abiyesh Loima, the Oimek of the Yom Echad of Yom Kippur is the Zelba as the Taich and the Oimek of the Yom Echad of the first day of creation. And what was the first day of creation? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yochid by Lomai, because there were no other koiches. Shadayim lo nivra malachim. Every single Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a yachid by Lomai. He's a yachid by Lomai because the Satan doesn't have reshus to be mastin. And like the Pnei Yeshua says, that there's no pamal yishomaylo, because on that one day, it's literally like the first day of creation. It's a Yom Echad, daika in the same oifin of the Pshut Taichal Mikra of what Yom Echad was, which was the first day of creation. So Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv said, that's the oimik of understanding. You want to understand Yom Kippur? You want to understand Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yachid by Lomoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes back to the reality and the metzias of what was the first day of creation. Now, there's malachim, oh, but the malachim have no reshus. There's a satan, there's a pamal yishmaila, but they all have a day off. All the angels have a day off. And their off day is on Yom Kippur, because on this day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yachid by Lomoy. Shmiyanka feared ice, but a beautiful hergish. He said that it could be that's why Maseches Yuma is referred to as Yuma. By the way, this was the first raid by the Maseches Yuma. But he said, why is it referred to as Maseches Yuma? Yuma means day, but it's in Aramish, it's Aramaic. Right, none of the names of the Masechtas, or Kemat none, are in Aramaic. They're, for the most part, in Lashon HaKodesh. So why would we refer to Yuma, or Yoima, as Aramaic? Why not Lashon HaKodesh? Said Yeshlam, because the Gemara says that the Malachim don't speak Lashon Arami. And this is a remez, that on this day there's no Malachim. On this day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Yochid by Lomai, and it's Merumiz in the name of the Masechta, which means Yom Kippur, but how do you say it? You say Masechtas Yuma, but Al-Kupanim, it's Nisbar, one Indian. And that is, that although it's true, that HaKadosh Baruch has a Pamal Yishomayla, but there's one day a year that there is no Pamal Yishomayla. And what's that one day a year? That one day a year is Yom Kippur. Is Lefiza Yesh Shloim HaPashet. That's the Teretz Rabbi Yaakov Emden's Kasha. Rabbi Yaakov Emden asks, who are your aim? Alti don yichidi, shein don yichidi el echad. Snake the yavitz in lechem shamayim. What do you mean? Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a don yichidi. Because we know Hashem is always Hashem who beis dinoi. The teretz is, that's true, 364 days of the year. But this one day a year where HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges by himself, and that's what this Mishnah is referring to. Alti don yichidi, shein don yichidi. There's only one day and one time that there's a don yichidi, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, but the emes is, it could be, it's a Mefurish Yerushalmi. Right in the beginning of Masechta Sanhedrin, literally, Daf Aleph Amid Beis, right? Yerushalmi has Daf Aleph. It's literally Daf Aleph Amid Beis. Yerushalmi says like this, Amir Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ein Don Yechidi. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Don Yechidi. The Yerushalmi is going on our Braisa, today's Daf. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, and this is a pasuk in Malachim Aleph. Ro'isi es Hashem Yoshev al Kisoy, v'chol tzva Hashemayim oimed olav, miminoi u mismoiloi. So you see clearly that there's a Pamal Yishalmaila. See, even HaKadosh Baruch who says the Yishalmi is not Don Yechidi. Abizok, the Gemara Rebutim and Pazi continued, and he said, Af, Api, She'ein Don Yechidi, Abichoysem Yechidi, She'nemar, Aval Agid Lecha, Es Haroshun B'Ksav Emes. So says Rebutim and Pazi, even HaKadosh Baruch who's not a Don Yechidi. But even though he's not Don Yechidi, he's Choysem Yechidi. What does it mean he's a Choysem Yechidi? So Pashin, it means he signs off on the verdicts. He doesn't judge by himself, but he signs off on the verdict. Abelefi this, Reb Shmuel Yankif, Yesh Loima, it's really a plain Yeshua, that Choysem Yechidi is referring to Yom Kippur. B'Rosh HaShonah Yei Chosevon, U'B'Yom Tzayim Kippur Yei Chosemon. And really, Yom Kippur is a Yom Adin. It's a Yom Adin, but it's also the Yom of the Chsimus Adin. But the point is, it could be Dosh Teit on Dei Yerushalmi, Afal Bisha Ein Don Yechidi, of HaKadosh Baruch who is a Choysem Yechidi. By the way, if you want a nifl de gemara makim with regards to this Yerushalmi, take a look at the Meshech Chachma in the Haftorah of Parshas Vayelech. But the point is that it could be this is what the Yerushalmi means. Afa pisha in don yechidi chayisim yechidi. So I was just thinking, I saw that the Mefarshim Mishnayos, they are all bothered. Alti don yechidi shein don yechidi ela echad. Why is the lashon ela echad? The lashon should have been shein don yechidi ela kodesh baruch hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, but where do you refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Echad? Shein don yechidi el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you look at Tosis, when Tosis brings the Mishnah, so Tosis lashon in, shein don yechidi el HaEchad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Both. But the Gersa that we have in our Mishnah is shein don yechidi el HaEchad. But Yesh Loim, Elefir Reb Shmuel Yankiv, it's a remes to the Vayere Vayivoyke Yoyim Echad. That time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yachid by Lami. That's the one time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Taka don yechidi. And what's the Makar to an echad, gewaldig, shein don yechidi el echad, that's the echad, that's